Q94, Drew Mountain of Rock, screaming for vengeance. There'll be a lot of that going on tonight. Judas Priest on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. It's Friday. It's Free for All Freaky Friday with the coaches' shows. And we kick each Friday morning coaches' show off with head coach of the West Plains Izzards, Joel White. How we doing, man?
Morning, Gary.
It is a Friday morning, and it is still just hot as hell out there. How'd you got, you know, we were just talking a little bit, but, you know, of course the Jamboree first went well. You were pleased with how it went?
Yeah, we played well. I thought we were really executed well. Isaiah threw the ball real well, and Ryland and Briggs made plays in the passing game. And, you know, we had two backup tackles in there on the line, and, you know, for the most part, I thought they played well. Our defense, Coach Dixon, they stayed pretty vanilla, like a lot of teams do in the Jamboree. But I thought they did some good things. And, you know, our JV played well against Glendale's JV. So, overall, it was a really good night.
Well, you get through the Jamboree, which is I don't, you know. Everybody has their own opinion on them. Fans, of course, they love them. I'm not a big fan. I would rather just have a preseason, you know, a game instead of a Jamboree. But healthy, getting through that. Now, this week has just been torturous as far as as a coach, how do you get a game plan in? I mean, I'm sure you've probably been working on week one game plan for a couple weeks, but you know, that this week is really crucial, isn't it? And my goodness, how tough was it out there?
Yeah, it was. This week's just been a pain. I'll be glad when it's over and get back on a normal routine. I think most coaches are creatures of habit. I'm probably take that to the extreme. You know, I don't like change. And, you know, it was Tuesday, we went at 6:30 p.m., and then we bumped it up a little bit. Wednesday, we started at 6, so, you know, some of those kids, you know, they're going from an 8 a.m. to a 9 p.m., so it's just been real exhausting, and I'm draining on them, but, you know, everybody's in the same boat, so, you know, it's an even playing field from that standpoint.
Well, tonight heading up to Bolivar, take on the Liberators. And, you know, Bolivar is they're a solid program. I mean, year in and year out, they've had a couple bumps. But, I mean, for the most part, if you were to go back and just look at Bolivar's history, it's pretty doggone good.
Oh, yeah. You know, you go all the way back with Doug Potts,
yep,
who's in the Hall of Fame, and Roten, you know, and all the games he won there. So, you know, there's a lot of rich tradition there in Bolivar. So, you know, it's a sports-minded town. They've really been successful in basketball. It always seems like they always have a kid that moves on to play either D2 or even at the group of five D1 level. So, but we're excited to play. You know, we're tired of the heat, and we're tired of you know, banging on each other in practice. So, and we're excited to get on the bus and go.
In the past, Bolivar, of course, they got a new coach at the helm this year for the Liberators. But in the past, you know, they've been a pretty, just a blue collar, you know, going to, here it is, come and get you some type of football field. But yet not afraid to throw the football neither. But really just a tough run oriented offense. Is that more of kind of what you've been able to get a look at?
Well, just really hard to tell from the Jamboree. You know, they played Cassville, and then they played Parkview in a JV game, or what was Bolivar's JV, and then they played Willard. But they've got a 6'3" quarterback, returning starter that can throw it pretty good. So, you know, I think they're going to throw the ball around a little bit, try to spread you out, but at the same time, you know, they're going to run the football and try to be balanced. But I say that with, you know, with caution, because the Jamboree, and this being a first year coach there and Coach LaSalle, a little bit unfamiliar with what they're going to do.
Well, as far as your zizzers, you know, do you like to have some, you know, your first 10 plays scripted and kind of just, here's what we're going to run, guys, and this will kind of tell us where they're at, to where now we have a better idea how to attack?
We just have some openers, you know, our first 2-3 plays, and then we kind of go from there. But no, I'm not going to script 10-15. Just our first couple plays, hopefully to get us off to a good start, and then we can see from there if the defense is in what we had anticipated and what we have worked on all week.
Well, you know, something that I think Zizzer fans should be a little excited about, and not taking anything away from last year's team. They were great. They did wonderful things. But now here it is, year two, and your offense, you know, I mean, there's a lot to your offense, a lot, and a lot of different directions that you can take it. But now in year two, is there a better grasp of it to where – you have more flexibility?
I think it's night and day from last year. That's a big advantage for us. You know, Aiden Simpson and the offensive line, you know, they didn't really hit their stride till about
week 5-6.
Yeah, week 5 or 6, and you know, those last 7 games, Aiden completed 73% of his passes. So we really got rolling them because they understood more what we were doing. So now Isaiah's had a full year under his belt, albeit the JV last year, but still he's got a year into that system. And, you know, the O-line, that's why it's so important that your freshman and your JV and hopefully your junior high is on the same page. So they're all learning those same plays and then the same schemes. So – you know, Isaiah's had a year under his belt, and you can just tell. We've thrown a lot at him, and we feel like we're so much more advanced and so far ahead than we were last year, week one. Last year, week one was a struggle. First game, getting under center, first game huddling a lot. So, I mean, it was a struggle.
What do you mean? Huddle? Coach, we don't huddle. but you know, and the versatility now, I mean, if you have the opportunity to load up and just smash people, I mean, you have that set. If you want to spread them out and find those zone coverage areas, you have that all kind of now in an arsenal. Now, defensively, of course, you've Brock Kanagi, who was at Liberty for years and years and years, has joined the staff. And defensively, how is that coming together now?
Really good. You know, we went all summer with 2 defensive coaches.
It's tough.
I mean, it's just a ridiculous statement. When you're class 4 and coming out here in a little bit, it's probably going to say we're class 5. And we went all summer with no defensive back coach. You know, Greg and Tim having to wear multiple hats and combining groups in practice. And so now throwing Brock in there with the D-line has gave the flexibility of Greg to go back to him, you know, his original position with the defensive backs. And so and Tim with the linebackers. So we feel like we're really set there on the defensive ball as far as each position getting coaching and getting the right attention.
It's a big deal, you know, and some new coach Walmack as well has joined the staff, and just having that new blood I'm talking, you know, last year, because it's new. There's still a lot of, you know, new that fans and players will notice little changes here and there. But the biggest part that I've noticed is just the team spirit a little bit. I mean, it seems like this group is really bought in.
I think so. You know, there were some challenges last year. Me being the new guy, me being different than Coach Perkins, right, wrong, or indifferent. We're a different style of coaching, you know. And you know, that was tough when you've got seniors that have played for him for 3 years, and then I come in with not just a different offense, but you know, maybe a little bit different structure and set of rules. Mm-hmm. And so this bunch, I was definitely bought in. You know, we had a pregame meal last night, and you know, just good to cut up with these guys and let your guard down a little bit, and you know, and it's just been a different atmosphere. You know, we enjoy practice. You know, we enjoy being around the kids. Our coaching staff, we all get along, and you know, it's just been a really good summer.
Well, here it is, week one. The West Plains Izzers will be traveling to Bolivar. You can catch that game on Hot Country KDY 102.5. Cody and Harlan Hutchison will have the play-by-play. It'll also be live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. And you know, before I let you get out of here, you had your pregame dinner last night. Who stepped up for the coaching staff and the players?
As far as the pregame?
Yeah.
Well, man, we had we had chicken spaghetti, we had taco spaghetti, you know, bread and all the desserts. And, you know, that was kind of put together by my wife and my mother-in-law and Kim Parrish and Bethany Hamby and Reagan Houston and Janice Houston and David Houston. So Briggs' mom and grandparents.
That's awesome.
But I mean, it was a feast. The kids were just going on and on about how good it was, and it really was. So we're real fortunate, and like a lot of communities that care about athletics, you know, we're one of those, and we're real fortunate and so appreciative that these people give back to us.
Right on. Everybody, head coach of the West Plains Izzers, Joel Wyatt. Week one is here, and the Izzers again on the road at Bolivar. Coach, thanks for swinging by.
Thanks, Gary.